This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The COVID-19 epidemic situation in Europe is continuing to worsen as both confirmed cases and deaths are sharply rising, forcing many countries to impose stricter restrictions. Britain reported nearly 25,000 COVID-19 cases Wednesday. At the same time, coronavirus-related deaths in the country rose by 310. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson now faces increasing pressure to tighten lockdown measures as infections surge across the country. On that same day, France recorded more than 36,000 new COVID-19 infections, cementing the decision to go into national lockdown to stem the second wave of the coronavirus epidemic. Meanwhile, U.S. public health experts are pointing fingers at all levels of government leadership for missteps and missed opportunities in suppressing the coronavirus pandemic. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
At the Columbia University National Center for Disaster Preparedness, Dr. Erwin Redlener says he's frustrated by the inconsistent response from the government. He says if leaders had been disciplined about employing various health control measures early on, including masks and social distancing, more than 100,000 lives could have been spared of the nation's 227,000 victims. Redlener and other critics cite a president who scorned masks, downplayed the threat, and undercut scientists, but also governors who resisted containment measures and state lawmakers who limited funding for health care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Madrid residents disagreed Thursday with a six-month extension on the state of emergency in Spain, saying it was too drastic a measure. Earlier in the week, the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced a new state of emergency, which he would like to stay in effect for 6 months. Some residents expressed concern that with the holidays so close, they may not be able to spend time with their families because of the lockdowns. This is VOA News.